Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Here we go with the John Curley, Sherry Ellicker Show. You can write to us at mynorthwest.com, although Andrew says don't bother. Or you can also text. This teeny tiny lady is going to get those text messages. Choose the letter of the day. That is the one of her big jobs, other than giving back rubs, trying to win Employee of the Week again. You can write to us, text us, 1-888-973-5476. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. All welcome. And, of course, the Instagram page, the very popular Instagram page. But anything up new, Joe, recently at the John and Sherry Show?
Well, I'm waffling as to whether to post this 1-900 video you want me to voice over.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Say, she whiz, Joe. Hang on. All righty. Let's see. Let's talk inflation just briefly. The news comes out today. If you saw the Wall Street Journal, the stock market took a big dive because they were hoping, oh my God, hoping they're going to bring interest rates down. Basically, the way you explain it is there's two levers that the federal government has. One is they can raise interest rates. That puts the damper, that slows down the economy because you have less consumption because it costs more to borrow money. So you pull that back. And that's by raising interest rates, or you can lower interest rates, which makes money, capital more available for investment, and then you begin to grow the economy. So you're just pulling that lever one way or the other. But the other terrible thing that the government does is inflation, where they print too much money, send too much money out into the market, chasing too few goods, and that's inflation. Inflation is always created by the government. So we're at a 40-year high, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which I don't know why they could call it that, that's the Biden administration. So now food is up, I think, 30% since 2020. Gas is up. Everything's up. Cost of doing business is up. And the stock market took a big dump today because they were told, well, we're not going to be reducing interest rates anytime soon because this inflation, according to Janet Yellen, it was going to be temporary, but it's not temporary. So this is the big problem. It is the giant stink bomb that has been following Joe Biden ever since he dumped trillions of dollars into the economy when he didn't have to. So this will be his epitaph because American people vote primarily with their pocketbook. They're looking at immigration as the number one issue, but right behind that is the economy. And are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? People say no. And this is not going to help him anytime soon heading into November because the price of almost everything is up. So too bad for Joe, but that's what happens. Interesting enough, Sherry, that he wants to illegally, because it is illegal, the Supreme Court already said it is, to forgive all of this loans, all of this money. Well, if you're going to forgive it, then what you're basically doing in effect is you're saying to the people that owed the money, you don't have to repay your loan. We'll let the American people repay your loan and you'll have more money that you can spend on your own. Well, that's the same thing. You are giving people money that they didn't earn necessarily and you're allowing them to keep it. Well, that's just going to keep consumers going. That's going to keep inflation high. Not a giant part of it, but you're just basically still putting more money back into the economy when that's not what is needed. So I tell you, I rich people, it's not affecting them. But I stand there at the Safeway, and I see people that look like they don't have two nickels to rub together, and they've got one bag of groceries, and they pay $130. Just like, God, it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And for everybody, everyone feels it. You have less money, and the government has deflated the value of your dollar.
And,
what are you gonna
and
do?
On top of that, the average hourly earnings are down 2.5% since 2021. So
right.
People aren't making as much money, regardless of what Biden has told us. They aren't making that much money, and they can't keep up.
Yeah. And by the way, the numbers that came out, the last big jobs report, the media didn't report this. The majority of those jobs were not full-time jobs. They were part-time jobs. That was missed. So it's not people getting hired for full time because they can't afford to hire those people full time. So just part time. Keep them on the books on a part time. You don't have to pay the actual benefits and stuff like that. And they also don't want to commit necessarily to hiring somebody on a full time basis. So most of those numbers were based on part time numbers. So it's rough waters for old Joe, old Lunchbox Joe. And I hope people take out their vengeance in the ballot box. This is the strangest story. Joe, had you seen this one before I sent it to you? The thing about what happened at that gas station?
Yeah, it's been on the schedule for 2 days, but you kept skipping it.
Okay. All right. You really want to dress me down like that? Okay. Wait a minute. You didn't do enough job of selling it. I mean, when I read it, okay. Joe missed this one. All right, so we'll go to ABC 13 in Houston for this, see if they set it up.
An armed tussle at this Northwest Houston gas station January 27th. A man and woman robbed while pumping gas before a witness jumps out of his car and shoots Rashad Scott dead as he tries to flee. But now new messages coming to light from Scott's phone. Messages sent hours and even minutes before the robbery. Messages that point to the whole thing being staged. One, allegedly from a man named William Winfrey, reads, quote, "It's the usual gas pump expletive." In another, he writes, "When you done run, make all the expletive to look real." What's more, investigators say they found a selfie from one of the victims on Scott's phone. Police now say those victims were in on it, all so they could file a police report and use.
Okay, this is the guy buried the lead, but this is the best part. So the people in the car getting robbed knew the guy robbing them. So that's all three of them are in it together. They just didn't count on some guy jumping out of the car and shooting and killing the faux robber. So you got three people involved. They've got the evidence on the phone that these three were in cahoots, right? So then here's why they did it.
Their crime victim status to apply for a U visa.
The person qualifies for a work permit while they're waiting for a resolution of the case.
Sylvia Mintz is an attorney specializing in immigration law. She says the U visa is something that comes up a lot when meeting with potential clients.
So they say, okay, so what would happen if somebody beat me up or if I was a victim of domestic violence?
Each time, she says she has to turn them away. But police say others are clearly moving forward with their fake crime schemes. Both Scott and Winfrey, who's now charged with murder and Scott's death, have been implicated in a number of fake robberies dating back to 2023. One of them, a day before the January gas station shooting. Police say Winfrey sent Scott to rob a cashier at this Northeast Houston convenience store. A cashier, they say, was also in on the scheme.
People don't realize the big mess they're getting into by lying and making things up.
Because if immigration officials find out you lied, you could be banned from the country permanently.
Yeah, right. Hmm. This is an example. Lawmakers come up with this stuff, and there's not enough people sitting there, also elected, to go, excuse me, hold on, people are going to cheat that. It is amazing to me that they just assume nobody would fake it. People won't fake it. The hell they won't. Disneyland says that now people have, for the last, like, I don't know, 10 years, whatever that story was, faking like they've got some sort of disability so they can jump ahead in line. Again, if there is a system to be cheated, people will cheat the system. Do people do what you inspect or do people do what you expect? Right? And this is an example. Oh, I have an idea that if you were a victim of a crime, then you move ahead in the immigration line and they're going to give you a U-pass, whatever it is. So then people have been faking this stuff. Shocking. I can't believe it. Come on. The greatest example of whether or not a person has goodness in their heart. Sherry, you can observe this when you go to the supermarket. You know when?
If they don't have enough money and you help them pay for whatever.
That's very nice. Now, this is in the parking lot with the shopping cart.
Okay. So I would say that it's.
Yes.
You return the cart, first of all.
Yes. Yes.
And And you also, if someone, this just happened to me, and I was so, it was so nice. I was parked somewhere far away. A woman was parked next to me, and I said, do you need a cart? And she said, no, but I'm going there. I'll take it back for you.
Okay. So the shopping cart example goes this way. Exactly. That you legally, you don't have to return it. Right. There's no law that says that you have to. You won't be fined. You won't be thrown in jail. You won't be killed if you don't return the cart. So you could just leave it if you wanted, just anywhere, or you return it, not because you have to, and not because there's a fine, and not because the law says it. It's not anything having to do with an outside force other than an internal force, an internal goodness that says to you, I took the cart. There's the cart stand. It'll be more convenient for everybody if the cart is returned to the cart stand and it's just not in the middle of the parking lot. And if you don't return it, you just leave it wherever you want. Well, laws and other things like that are written for people just like you because you don't feel you need to follow just the general idea of we're all in this together and it's just the right thing to do, right? So we need laws because none of us are angels and the laws are in place to find people that don't behave a certain way. But that shopping cart parable exists in the world of people just doing the right thing, just because that's the right thing to do. That's one part. But then when you pass laws and you assume no one is going to violate those laws by cheating the system somehow, like that Disney story, what were they doing? They don't like people going in. Were they faking a whole bunch of disabilities? They decided what? Now what happens if they catch you?
It's some of this stuff is horrible. I don't know what they're going to do to the people. They say they're cracking down on it, but there was a time when people were actually advertising that if you have a disabled child, they will pay for the child's ticket so they can use them to get in line and cut ahead. Ugh. And or they're faking disabilities, that type of thing. That happened so much that they know they've got to stop that. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know if they're going to. I think what they were thinking of doing is requiring some sort of medical verification that the person that you have is, in fact, disabled and maybe related to you. Because that was a big thing. I'll give you $5,000 and have your kid come to Disneyland with us if they can, you know, do whatever and be in a wheelchair, whatever it is, and we can get in line quicker. It's gross.
Wait. So you've got a disabled kid. You then turn the kid over to a bunch of strangers that are willing to cheat the system for $5,000.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily all strangers. It was wealthy people that maybe they knew people that had a disabled child and they offered that to them because somebody else may not have been able, the child may not have ever been able to go to Disney World and they thought this was a good opportunity for everybody.
It used to be really easy. You just tell them you had a sprained ankle and they'd be like, here's your chair.
Oh, but and I see it at the airport too. People get at the, they get the wheelchair and then like 17 people follow behind them because grandma needs the wheelchair. It's like, no. She doesn't need the wheelchair. She's faking it. And, you know, the airlines.
Grandma's faking it.
Yeah, grandma's faking it. Oh. You see her walking in, and all of a sudden she needs the wheelchair. And it's like,
to board early, right?
Yeah, to board early on that.
And then you watch how many people leave with the wheelchair. None.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hop right off there. Yeah. Like that. I was a little kid. I remember a time I was in Philadelphia or New York. My dad goes, hey, you know, the only way to get across the street is if you got a limp, act like you got a limp and people will stop for you or something, which I never quite understood it. And then he would limp across the street. He'd have suddenly a bad leg and I don't know, the cars are stopping for him, whatever. But he had this thing he taught us. And then we used to do it every once in a while. And then one time we get halfway across and we were all doing the fake limp. And my dad turns like, not all of you. It looks obvious. Like we all inherited some weird genetic thing that our knees don't work. Not all of you. And then suddenly I was healed and I was able to walk across the street. Oh, my God. People cheat everything. Go to Red Robin. Is it your birthday? Do I get a free piece of cake? Yes, you do. Right?
Yep. I'm just a little surprised that this doesn't happen more often with this immigration loophole, that people haven't taken advantage of it. Maybe they have, and we don't know.
How do we know?
Because, I know.
How do you know?
It is a good out.
Yes. Now, you're going to have to get a police report, right? Because you got mugged, and you probably have to pay somebody to beat you up or rob you. I don't know what these other people got paid. Now, the guy that was doing the whole thing, he paid the ultimate price by being shot. I don't know what I'm assuming they're probably going to get the guy that got out of the car and shot him because his life wasn't directly affected. And I don't know if the guy that had the guy at the gas station, did he have a gun when he was faux robbing those two people? But I can't imagine the guy just gets out of his car and shoots the other guy, right?
I think he did have a gun, and now both the other faux victims are charged with his murder.
The faux victims are charged with the murder.
Yep, because if you're caught committing a crime and somebody dies, whether you pulled the trigger or not, you can be charged with that murder.
Oh,
so they got charged.
Boy,
there you go.
That's an ending they didn't expect. Ooh. Wah, wah.
There we go. I think we all learned our lesson there. Besides, that we, you know, don't do that. And then also, don't everybody have a fake limp while crossing the street.
Do it one at a time. Way more.
Yes. Plenty of streets to cross, kids. Hang on. Who wants to have a knee problem next?
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and downstairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Whether you're planning a special birthday party for 14 friends and family or a company outing for up to 400 coworkers, Mariner's Suites are the perfect spot for your next get-together. Enjoy catering, VIP parking, private entry, and more. Reserve today at mariners.com/suites.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sherry. Bucky's Auto Service Centers with 16 locations. Been around for a long time. Take that car over to Bucky's. Bucky's. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. You know you're having a problem with your car. Just doesn't sound right. That car doesn't sound right. You're like, I think I got to get over this Bucky. I don't know. It's kind of missing. It's missing. It could be the points. And it's the points. Or it's something. Well, now it's just out of gas. All right. Here's a local story. I missed it. I didn't realize they were having the big celebration happening. Was it the hoedown? What's this thing called again? The big hoedown weekend?
It's the Rain County Dance Association. It's the Emerald City Hoedown in Seattle.
Yes, yes. And team shows up, and they're all dressed and ready to go, and they've been invited to perform, and they're looking forward to performing, and then somebody says, I have a problem with the costume you're wearing. Yeah, so a couple of people complained, and they went over to the dance team that's ready to do their hoedown dancing. It's not a competition, Sherry. Let's remember that.
No,
it's just a chance
right.
to be
it's
able
not.
To show what you got. And a couple people were said, yeah, we really have a big problem with your costume. Would you mind wearing just your street clothes? And they're like, we came to dance. We didn't bring our street clothes. This is what we're wearing. They said, what would you wear? I guess some T-shirts or something that we can give you. And they're like, no, this is what we wear. And why are they having a problem? And who's having a problem? And they came back and said, well, a couple of people are triggered by your costumes. What was so offensive? What were they wearing?
Oh, well, can you believe that somebody would let them wear shirts that look like American flags?
Oh,
I know. And this is the team that got booted because of the American flag shirts. That's the Borderline Dance Team. The Emerald City Hoedown is sponsored by Rain County Dance Association.
I see.
Which is an LGBTQ dance.
All-inclusive. All-inclusive.
Thank you.
Yes, all-inclusive. Okay. Yes. Except if you have a shirt with American flag
right.
on it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I assume they didn't dance.
No, they didn't. And there was another team that said, I agree, we're going to leave too in solidarity.
Oh, they did. They left
they
as
did.
Well.
Yes. They said, we don't need to put up with this, that the costumes are perfectly fine. And they aren't. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just like shirts that had, you know, red, white, and blue
on it.
Yeah.
We could invite them on our show to kind of, you know, as a consolation prize, but probably hoedown dancing doesn't translate as well as you expect on the radio.
Well, but here's another part of that. You could learn hoedown dancing since you're a good dancer and use that as part of your repertoire for whatever else you're doing.
Mm. Well, I don't want to take, you know, the story away from them. This is not surprising. This is not surprising that this happens, right? Here's a young, I think, person, gentleman, can't quite tell, on TikTok talking about what the flag means to them.
What really makes me feel unsafe here is the vast amount of American flags I see. Like, I walked around like a 3-5 block radius, and I saw so many American flags, and that makes me feel so unsafe. Like,
right.
I'm afraid of the people here.
Yes, of course you are.
Oh,
of course you're.
Yes.
Of course you're.
Scary flags.
Ooh. Yes. Because it's what the flag represents that they're most scared of. This is from 1984. This was a Russian KGB agent who was sort of explaining how you destroy the country. And he laid it all out, 1984. We did the survey the other day that 18 to 24-year-olds or something, it's like 60-some%. America's a horrible country. Israel shouldn't exist. I mean, these people. So where does this come from? That young man that was able to walk 3 or 4 blocks and terrified of the American flag. Here's a KGB agent from 84 kind of spilling the beans.
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There is no mystery. There is nothing to do with espionage. Only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process, which we call ideological subversion. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in 4 basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern.
So, you take the bananas out of your ears for a second. There's a guy telling you, here's how we're going to do it. You destroy the country from the inside. And the fact that, so the poll that was taken, 18 to 24-year-olds, 67% said America is an oppressor and a horrible country. And that's why you get that guy saying, yeah, I see an American flag and I'm terrified. You've told them you need to be scared of the country. I don't know how many people complained there at the hoedown, but they saw the American flags and they were triggered by it. Yeah, that's a good reason you've been triggered by it, because someone has told you that America is a horrible country and that flag represents all the atrocities. And then when George Floyd gets killed, then all of a sudden, oh, systemic racism. And that's all present everywhere. The fact that the cops have 50 million contacts a year, 50 million contacts a year, right? And about 1,100 or 1,200 people are killed by the police every single year. And in most cases, many of them are armed. George Floyd wasn't armed, but George Floyd didn't die because of the color of his skin. But that doesn't matter, because if you want to tell everybody that America is a horrible country and there's systemic racism and the fear for cops, with Tony Timba, who died the exact same way as George Floyd did in August of 2016, laying on the ground, cops on his back, same thing. White guy.
Well, and look at the teacher, Ian Galash, and what he.
Yeah, Ian Galash, he's a teacher.
Yeah, he's telling.
Just like, that's a teacher. Right. This is exactly what they said would happen. So yep. Nobody should be shocked by this. It's really sad. It's pathetic, and nobody does anything about it. There's a young girl in Sammamish who, at her school, she's going to be on Fox tonight. She wanted to start, a prayer club
prayer
or something.
Club. Yep.
A prayer club. And they're like, no prayer club for you. Now, the school is saying, oh, you have to put in the request earlier for the prayer club or for any clubs because we've got the budget set aside. They got every other club that you could possibly imagine. So she's going to be on Fox tonight. I think she's like 11 years old or something. Mm-hmm. I happen to know some people that know her. So we'll tell you when she's going to be on. But she's like, I just wanted to have a prayer club because we wanted to be in service to others. And we wanted to, all religions would be welcome. And they're like, nope. So. Get religion out of there and then make you think America. Go to another country. Just everybody hates America. Go some other country. And you just tell me, why do so many people come to this country? Why? Why are people willing to risk their life to come
because
to America?
It is the land of opportunity. It's the place
Absolutely.
Where people can make their dreams come true.
And no, as much it's as an oppressive wanted, country. It's a
I
racist,
forgot.
Oppressive country.
Oh, I forgot.
Come on,
Sorry.
Sherry. Take off
okay.
that red, white, and blue tube top you got on. Not now. Sorry, Teeny. Sorry you had to see that, Teeny.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will they never learn? Will they never learn? They want to name a new apple in the state of Washington, and it's Aaron read it in his sultry, sort of silky, you know, burnt honey, torn silk voice.
Sweet
that he
and tart,
has.
Firm, crisp, juicy.
One more time, please.
Sweet and tart, firm, crisp, juicy.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Mm-hmm. All sweet and tart.
Juicy.
Juicy. Is it firm?
Crisp.
I can't remember. Is it? Yeah, it's crisp. Is it firm?
Firm.
Is it? Yeah.
Sweet and tart.
Yeah. How about firm?
Firm.
Yeah. Okay. So, what do you think people are going to name this apple?
Apple face. I'm not sure. It's a pink brushed. It's got a combination of the pink brushed clipper with outstanding eating quality, and
that doesn't matter.
Okay. Well,
Apple McApple face.
The
Apple
British McApple government face. Has made its decision. You may recall. I love the story. It asked the public for help naming their new research ship, and the people voted online, and they chose the name Bodie McBoatface. But Her Majesty's government, not so thrilled with that choice, so it's decided to go in a different direction, and they're naming the vessel the Sir Richard Attenborough.
Okay, you know what? You asked the people, they voted, that's the answer.
After the world-famous naturalist. Now, in a nod to the voting public, a small boat used by the ship's crew will be named Bodie. So, half the...
No. That's not right.
Bodie McBoatface name lives on.
You cannot make this stuff up,
can you? Democracy gone awry.
It has.
Do you want to know what the Apple name winner will get?
What?
A charcuterie board engraved with the new name, a gift of Washington 64 apples, and some WSU items.
Rich, thick,
hot.
Logger McLogger face, bookie McBoat face, trainee McTrain face. Very simple. Just take apple, McApple face. And appley, McApply face. You got to throw the E in there. Make
one of our
more
snow
fun.
Plows was successfully named Plowy McPlow face, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. If you ask the people and they tell you, you got to go with it. Oh, they decided to go a different way. Well, don't ask the people. Come on, everybody. It's Apple-y McApple face. That's what the thing is. That's what they're going to do. Because it's, I think the thing is kind of tart and kind of mushy, isn't it?
Right.
I can't remember the adjectives that would describe this. Maybe Aaron can. Aaron, can you help?
Sweet and tart, firm, crisp, juicy.
They also add another one, tasty.
Ooh. It's tasty. Well, like, got it.
Firm
tasty.
And tasty. Firm and tasty.
Buttery. Okay. Chocolatey. Okay, no, those aren't those. That's
Rich.
Me. That's
what I'm.
Yeah, that was me talking about something else. Okay. When
sweet
when's the
and tart.
Okay, when stop, Aaron. When does it? How about you? Okay, there you go. Fine. Sorry, I asked Aaron one too many times. All right, Teeny's over there. Teeny, you got a potato? You ready? What's that potato? Is that potato tart and sweet and firm?
Potato.
Sweet? Yeah, there you go.